So, you got a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking, what if we take one of our classic animated movies and make a live-action remake of it?
What?
What if we did that?
Huh.
Yeah, you know what? That might actually work.
It just might. It just might.
Wow, okay, I think we've pretended to be creative long enough, so what are we thinking details-wise, like shot for shot? Sometimes, yeah.
Amazing. Any major changes?
None that I can foresee anyone on the internet getting mad about.
Fantastic.
And then obviously we make all the sea creatures super photorealistic, just make their faces completely devoid of emotion. We gotta do that, yeah, of course. You gotta be photorealistic with these talking fish, there's no other way, and I was thinking, hey, what if flounder's not fun to look at?
Oh, I like that.
And Scuttle's gonna be a very funny seabird. The first time we see it, it's gonna dive into the water and grab a little fish as a snack.
Oh my god, in front of flounder?
Yeah, but Scuttle eats a fish that can't talk, so that's fine. You know, that fish's life does not matter.
So wait, some sea creatures can talk and others can't? What determines that?
Hey, shut up. And so these three friends are having a little chat underwater.
The bird is talking underwater?
For a little bit, yeah. Then it needs to go up for air.
Well, so just like in the original, Ariel is obsessed with human stuff, right? She's like, hey, what's going on up there? I'm into it.
Sure.
And then obviously, you know, there's the father, a king who doesn't approve of his child's yearning for adventure. And he has a funny little sassy advisor that he assigns the task of keeping his kid out of trouble, and the advisor is reluctant, but, you know, doesn't really have a choice. And this king has an evil sibling who tricks the king's child into a dangerous situation because they themselves want to be ruler of the kingdom. I feel like you showed the wrong clips there. What are you talking about? Those clips were from the wrong movie, I think.
What clips? Never mind.
So anyway, one day she saves Prince Eric's life using her siren voice. She uses a hypnotizing siren's voice that mermaids use to trick men into falling in love with them?
That's right, sir.
So how can we be sure that Prince Eric has actually fallen in love with her?
I guess we can't.
All right. So they both kind of become obsessed with each other, and it's almost all consensual, probably.
Right.
And we're gonna have Sebastian, the photorealistic crab, perform that song Under the Sea.
Oh, life being better down where it's wetter is tight.
Yeah, so he's gonna be singing about fish playing instruments and whatnot.
That'll be fun to see.
No, we're not gonna show them playing instruments. That's not realistic.
Oh,
and then eventually Ariel's gonna meet Ursula and she's gonna present a deal to her.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, she'll transform her into a human for 3 days, but she needs to receive true love's kiss.
Right.
But in this version, Ursula's gonna change things up a little bit and cheat by adding this thing where Ariel can't remember that she needs to get a kiss.
What?
Yeah, because this way it'll feel more like natural love, you know? In the original, it's kind of like, oh, she's trying to get kissed. If Ursula can just lie about the deal, why even bother with a deal in the first place?
Unclear.
So then Ariel and Eric are gonna go on a couple of ocean-themed dates and fall in love.
Ew.
And Ursula's gonna hear about this and she's gonna be like, well, dang, I gotta step my game up. I didn't cheat hard enough.
So what does she do?
Well, she uses Ariel's voice that she stole and turns herself into a pretty lady and hypnotizes Prince Eric into wanting to marry her.
Very sneaky.
Yeah, and then I figure there's a good opportunity for an original song here where Scuttle and Sebastian tell Ariel about this.
Oh, I think I have an idea of who we could get to write some original music.
Me too. Let's say it at the same time. 3, 2, 1. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Exactly.
Amazing. I literally don't know anyone else who writes original music anymore.
He's the only one.
He's the only one.
So the photorealistic crab and bird do a rap?
Yeah, the photorealistic crab and bird do a rap.
And then I guess Ariel has to go break up the wedding.
Well, in the original it was a wedding, but I feel like we should up the stakes a little bit here.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, what if instead of a wedding, she has to break up an engagement party?
Oh, those are higher stakes.
I know, right?
So then Eric and Ariel are gonna kiss, but they're just a bit too late, so she turns back into a mermaid.
Oh no.
And then Ursula's gonna claim her and kill King Triton.
Well, it's gonna be hard for her to take down the ruler of the mer people.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she has two eels zap him slightly and he dies.
Oh.
Yeah, and then Ursula accidentally kills her eel, so she gets upset and turns herself into a kaiju.
Very exciting.
And then Ariel's gonna save the day by stabbing her with a big old ship.
Wasn't it Eric who did it in the original?
Yeah, but she's the main character, so she's gonna do it.
But Eric doing it is what made King Triton see that not all humans are bad.
Yeah, well, in this one, we're gonna be like, he was present while it happened, and so that works.
Oh, well, great.
So then Triton comes back to life and he keeps popping up out of the water at about nipple level and just staring at them.
What?
Because he loves them.
Feels kind of weird.
And so they go explore the ocean together and we're done. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like another live action remake, you know?
It is. I'm just getting concerned that we're starting to run out of animated classics to do this to. You know, what are we going to do next? Well, we'll figure something out. I mean, who's to say a 2016 movie's not a classic?
I like the way you think.
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thanks so much for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it. My break did just start, however, so I'm done talking. I'm not gonna say any more.